Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Begsy, call me back, all right? Let's just talk about Provorov and... Come on, man. This dude is a fucking homophobe. For real. It's not about religion. It's not about religion, okay? Stop being a fucking phony. Stop hiding behind, what, the Russian Orthodox? Shut up. You just hate gay people. Come on, Provorov. At least man the fuck up and be honest about it, all right? Real talk. Weirdo. Hey, Begsy, let's talk more about it, all right? For real. Love is love. Call me back.
Good morning.
Begsy, my guy. My guy. How's it going?
I'd be doing better if, there wasn't some unfortunate homophobic story coming out of the NHL. And not even that, but there's another one about Ron DeSantis and the NHL basically bowing down to his BS narrative. So, yeah, it's not a great day for the NHL. And then this morning I woke up and I wrote about how the Canucks have to buy out OEL. So I'm kind of grumpy.
Wow. Who's Rob DeSantis? Is he the Arizona guy? Or who is this guy?
So Ron DeSantis is, I believe, a Republican Florida state governor. I think he was actually going to be a candidate to run for president in 2024. So the NHL had a job fair posting in Florida for this week, I think it was. And it was basically about, like, having minority candidates come and work for the organization, which is good. You know, the NHL, we've seen the reports. You know, the NHL is a very, 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 very white league. Mm-hmm. So we need some diversity in there. But Ron DeSantis came out and basically called out the NHL for saying that, you're excluding white males from being at this job fair. And the NHL basically changed their tune so that anyone 18 and above could apply for jobs instead of just being minorities. So just another unfortunate situation. Like, the NHL is trying to do the right thing. And just, fuck, man, there's so much that's going on in the States, but, like, your white lives matter, blue lives matter. Like, fuck off, man. We're not the ones who have suffered through persecution for centuries, man. So just shut up with that shit and shut up Ron DeSantis and shut up NHL, man. Just stand your fucking ground and have a backbone. And Gary Bettman's got the backbone of a rubber band right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where they're trying to do so much. And maybe it's hard to do so much when the league is still 99.9% super white. So they kind of run into these roadblocks because, again, of the people involved in the game. And let's be honest, even though the NHL is more quote-unquote open, I guarantee 99.9% of the applicants for new roles in the NHL are still white. So it's like it's going to take time for things to, quote unquote, not even out, but for the percentages to kind of change. Like, this somewhat sort of just started over the last like 3 or 4 years, kind of. You know, I know it's probably been an initiative for decades, maybe one that wasn't really taken serious for those decades, but I feel like it's slowly turning there and we're still only in the beginning stages of this. So I think percentages and the look of the NHL is going to, again, look different, but it's only going to look different, what, 20 years from now, 30 years from now? It's just the
story. Well, and you know what, that would, you know, that timeline would carry on a lot faster if the NHL wasn't, you know, bowing to political agendas from racist white Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they try to do the right thing and get minorities in the door and grow the game among minorities, make it the more accepting place to be. And yeah, they basically just went back on all of that over the last week or so with Ron DeSantis. But as you and I know, that's not even the biggest story of the NHL about excluding minorities right now.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I know everyone is talking about Provorov and his no-show during the warm-up during Pride Night and not rocking the Pride jersey. And ultimately saying, you know, like, I don't support gay love. And when I hear things like that, all I hear is, I don't support love. And I know he's bringing up the whole Russian Orthodox, this is my religion, and my religion doesn't stand for that, and I can't wear that jersey, blah, 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 blah. No, you're just hiding behind that. Just say it straight up, dude. You don't fuck with people who fuck the same sex. You know, for real. Or people, just every type of person in the LGBT community, you know, it's just that. It's not the religion thing, dude. You're just uncomfortable with that type of love, and you're a weirdo for that. A straight up weirdo for that, because you can't give me an answer. You can't give me an answer. If I asked you, like, yo, dude, like, what is your problem with that type of love? That type of love. What was your problem with that? There's no educational / thorough answer. It's just going to be an answer that's full of hate. Real talk. I hated the fact that he hid behind the whole religion thing. Dude, you just don't support gay people. For real, that's what it is. And I heard this morning on the Merit Show, and I think Elliot was on, that maybe there would be some legal things that would happen if Provorov was scratched due to this stance. I guess like some workplace shit, you know, shit that I don't understand.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't really give a fuck, because how stupid do you have to be? How stupid do you have to be? Again, this is not a religious thing. I don't give a fuck, dude. He's just bullshitting about that. I don't fuck with gay people. I'm not rocking that jersey. And if that's the case, which it is the case, yeah, I wish that Tortorella and the Flyers just stood behind the initiative. For real. For real. And it's sad, man. We're in 2023 and we still have people standing up against love, a type of love. It's weird to me. It makes absolutely no sense. But it also does, because there's some mean-ass people out there. Some privileged-ass people out there. People who think they're better than a fellow human being who happens to love who they love. And it's gross behavior. And I'm not surprised. And I'm not going to, you know, completely, like, slam the NHL for this. This happens, like, everywhere. It still happens everywhere. It's just one of those things, man. Provorov, you're just a fucking dick. For real, man. You're just a fucking dick. You're just a weirdo. Like, how does one answer a question like that? Like, what's the real reason behind this? And don't bring up religion. They're just going to say, like, I hate gay love. That's what it is. It's not the whole religious thing. I know it isn't. It's fucking bullshit. He's been an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed it, bro. I don't think I could have said it better myself. I hate the fact that he brought up religion and brought that into the argument. It's just like,
yeah,
this is going to be an extreme example, but you know, Hannah and I have been watching this documentary called I'm a Killer on Netflix, where they basically interview people in prison who have killed people before, and then they interview like the lawyers and people involved and all this stuff. And there was this one dickhead who basically like stabbed a black man to death in the 90s, and he's still in jail. And at the end of the documentary, they go back and interview the same guy a few months later after they've talked to all the parties involved. And they should have asked him, like, are you a racist? And he's like, oh, I'm definitely a racist. Mm-hmm. And in my head, even though this guy was a, you know, terrible individual, he's a fucking monster. I'm like, hey, at least he owns that he's racist. Mm-hmm. Like, Ivan Provorov shouldn't be like, yeah, I'm not worth the truth because of my religion. It's like, okay, well, why doesn't your religion support it? There's no good fucking answer for that except that he's a sheep. Just come out and say you're a homophobe. Yeah, exactly. You're going to go down that road. Exactly. Come on.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. And that was the case. And that is what he showed. And I think we're going to see a lot from it. Not just public outrage, but I truly do believe that something is going to happen within that dressing room that kind of... what am I trying to say? Isn't this the same team that has Tony D'Angelo on their team?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not doing shit. What the fuck am I saying, bro? I'm giving like the NHL way too much credit, bro, man. Come on, man. Come on. Like, you know how I said it's going to take like 20 to 30 years for like more faces coming and for this league to be more of a blend? Maybe that's even too short of a timeline, bro. It's going to take that long for this league to kind of actually stand by all these statements and whatnot, because I just feel as if it's all fluff, you know, when they say these things and they do things like this. And bro, like, you know, there's a lot of players in the NHL, you know, it's not gonna be a surprise to see maybe a few of them come out of the closet, you know, over the next couple of years and whatnot. It's still a relatively new thing in the world of male sport, but dude, that must have hurt, you know, for real. Like, that's just some weirdo shit, you know? Just weirdo shit.
I just,
it's weird, man. Fuck that shit, bro. Yeah. Fuck that shit. It's just love, yo. It's love. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is, bro. It's just fucking love. It's how are you against it that much, that form of love? It's fucking love. That's all it is. It's not LGBT love. It's not gay. It's just love. Look at it like that. Look at it like that. And, you know, that's how you kind of normalize it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just love. Let it be. Don't stand up against it. That's fucked up. If you're standing up against a form of love, bro, you're an asshole. You're going to hell. You're fucked up.
Yeah, man, 100%. And what one guy I want to bring up quick before we get out of here is Luke Prokofy. I think he's a prospect right now with the Seattle Thunderbirds. He came out as openly gay, and I think everyone who's a hockey fan should be rooting for this guy to make it to the big show, because we've never had an openly gay player in the NHL before.
And just, and I know Luke is having drop the gloves with Prokhorov and just actually don't even drop the gloves. Just take your stick.
Yeah, there we go. Do a Marty McSorley. Oh, no, that's gonna be violent, bro. But yeah, just root for Luke Prokhorov to make the NHL. He's having a really good season for the Seattle Thunderbirds, who are absolute wagon in the dub right now. So
that's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping he makes it, man.
Yeah. All it is love, and yeah, this guy's a fucking dickhead, man. You know, the NHL, bro, trust me, man, again, I don't even know why I'm, like, so team NHL this morning, even though they're really fucking around. Like, I just feel as if when you see moments like this, it's just like, dude, like, not everyone, even though there's dickheads out there, not everyone in the league is like that, and when you see moments like this, it just pushes this league back years and years and years and years. I guess what I'm trying to say is there are nice people, big-hearted people in the show, you know, that play hockey and that support everything, support all types of love, support all types of races, you know? And then we see fucking pieces of shit like this. I'm not going to say ruin it for all, because it's way bigger than that, but they just set the narrative back further and further, and it's just, yeah, it's not the best. But Provorov, you're a piece of shit, bro, for real. Be honest, yo. Be a fucking man. Be honest, bro. For real. It's not about your religion. You just don't like gay people, for real, piece of shit.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
all right. There we go. Ivan Provorov, the homophobe. But no homophobic, nothing of that here, bro. I love you.
Yeah.
Love the gays. Love all my gay friends. Love all the people that are gay that aren't my friends.
Of course,
I just love everybody, man.
I love, yeah.
Except for Ivan Provorov.
I love good people, man.
And Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, fuck him, dude. Fuck him. Okay, man. Have a good day, man. Chat GBT, just open that thing up, man. Use it. Make your life easier.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Peace.
All right, peace.